Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would love to be part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode number 30. Hey. We're over the hill now.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. So today's Saturday, and we decided we are going to go and
another adventure.
Use our wetsuits, our new wetsuits, and check them out.
Yeah. So they worked awesome.
So first we packed up the Jeep, headed towards Clute, Texas, to Mammoth Lake. So we drove an hour to go there.
Yeah.
And when we got there,
this grumpy man.
Don't say grumpy. We said, we're here to swim. And he said, no swimming today. I'm like, no swimming? And didn't he say, like, no swimming ever?
Yeah. No swimming anymore. Too much of a liability.
It's like, oh, man.
But there's still divers allowed, just not swimmers.
Yeah. So there's a. We need to have a silent memorial for
to always go there.
Our 13 years of going to Clute, Texas.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
For our open water swimming.
But there was a lot of bird poop.
So then we were going to try another place, but then we didn't.
There was no bird poop where we went today.
Well, we were going to try another place, but you needed your little buoy.
La-di-da.
And we didn't have it with it. We didn't remember where we put it because when we moved, it got packed somewhere.
Yeah. Then we came home.
So we're like, let's go to. I said, where's there a place you can buy one? And you said, Academy. So we went to Academy in Clute, Texas.
In Lake Jackson.
It's very small. We went in there and they had nothing. So so we decided to head back.
They're very nice, though.
So we decided to head back to a place that we did a long time ago, Twin Lakes.
Yeah.
In Alvin. Is it in Alvin?
Yeah. Manville.
Manville, Texas.
Yeah.
So we went there. We called to make sure they were open. The last time we went there, did you swim with me too? We both swam, right?
Yeah.
We had to use a rope to get out of on the side of a hill, and we had to pull ourselves up out of the lake.
Yeah, and it was muddy.
It was muddy, yeah. Well, we showed up there, and it's all nice now.
And it's all blue.
And it's picnic areas everywhere. There's grass and docks, and it's an RV park.
It's a very nice place if anyone wants to go and hang out with their family.
Yeah, it's an RV.
We're advertising for them.
Of course. It's an RV park and a scuba park.
Yeah. And camping.
And I guess they did triathlons there before, too. So
it's very pretty.
So we were very surprised when we showed up. It was $10 a piece.
$10
a piece for us. And we went in, and there was a lot
And they check your car and make sure that there's no one hiding.
Yeah, that was kind of different. And then we actually drove by a triathlon van or car that I saw being advertised. It's on my YouTube feed. I keep seeing them. Maybe if we see them next time, we'll go talk to him.
Yeah.
He may want to coach you. He could say, yeah, I saw you flapping around there in the water last week. I thought you need a swim coach.
Hypoventilating.
So anyway, we went and got our scuba gear on, and mine just came right on. And because I returned my old one, and I got a bigger size.
Yeah, I got a new one too.
And you got a new one.
It's so much better than the other one. That other one, man, choked me and couldn't stop pulling it down from my neck.
Yeah, it was too tight around your neck, but now you're fine around the neck.
Yeah.
Right? Awesome. But it still took you a while to put it on.
Yeah.
And I helped you out a little bit.
Well, it's just I was afraid of
that's why you gotta cut
I take my time because I didn't want to put a hole in it already because when we were doing them a long time ago,
yeah,
we put holes in it.
You did.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I didn't want to do that.
Did you get any glue for yours? Repair glue? Patch glue? Okay. We still have some from the old one, plus I got a new one.
If you hear tapping, it's our little dog, Sammy.
But if you don't, that means the AI took it out. So so we got our wetsuits on. We went down to the dock, and there was kids swimming in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, it's got to be cold.
It was freezing.
We jumped in.
It had to be 60s.
We jumped in, and I was like, I'm done. I'm like, I don't want to do this. This is too cold. My feet, my feet and my hands and my head were like cold. But then I remember just open up your, I was telling you, open up your wetsuit, let the water go in and it'll warm up. And then, of course, I didn't do that. Then I was like, oh yeah, duh. So then I did that. And
it's good. It's good endurance training, you know, like it's good. What do you call it? Deal with life training.
Yeah. And it was windy.
It was windy.
So it was actually making waves on the other end of the.
And then on top of that, it was slapping my face.
Yes, because it was swells. It was swells on the.
It was swelling.
That was swell.
Mm-hmm.
On the far side of the lake.
Yeah.
But anyway, we jumped in and we just started hugging the shore and we were going to do a lap. And so we went down and you stopped.
Hyperventilated.
Yeah, but your heart rate was like really low.
I have a really good heart.
But your breathing rate was really fast.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let's calm down, breathe. And you said you were having you needed to burp. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, I drank a soda before. And then also I think I was drinking water.
You could
don't
just
drink the water.
You could just pee in your wetsuit if you just had to do that. Warm you up.
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was about being cold. It was just.
Okay. But so we went about, it was about 200, 300 yards and you sat up and you were having a hard time breathing. And I was wondering if it was the constriction from the.
Oh, it could be that.
The constriction from the wetsuit.
Just not being used to it, you know.
Yeah, because it's a brand new wetsuit. You never used it before, right? I was all la la la, just having a good old time, taking my time.
But I was determined to finish that.
I said, let's go over to that dock. And it was about 500 meters. We went to the dock and we adjusted your wetsuit a little bit,
mm-hmm.
right? And then.
John, pulled it up a little bit.
A little bit more.
So there was more of an opening.
For your
not
chest.
Not so constricted in your chest. So that's a good lesson to tell people because people, it turns dangerous in triathlon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we bought some Body Glide, too, to put around our necks and our wrists. And I used it in my armpits and my shoulder area.
I didn't do it on my wrists or anything.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Oh. It was a little bit pinching still on this new one around my armpits, so I just put some Glide on it. And once I've got water inside my suit, it was fine after that. So
yeah, maybe I'm not sure if it was the cold that was upsetting me or the constriction of the suit.
Yeah, but we fixed that at the dock. And now
I don't get nervous about open water anymore.
No, you can just swim in it.
Yeah. It's just.
No, the wetsuits make people freak out because you can't breathe. It feels like you can't breathe.
Yeah.
But you can. And the nice thing about wetsuits is you can just stop and you'll float. You can just sit up. Remember I told you at one point you stopped and I'm like, stop moving your arms. You don't have to move your arms.
Yeah.
You just stand there and you just float. Standing up in the water.
So I just kind of talked to myself, trying to feel better.
And so this is at the dock.
I started singing a song in my head. You know what I was singing?
No.
Blame It on the Rain by Milli Vanilli. Blame It on the Rain. Yay, yeah.
It wasn't even raining.
Blame It on the Rain. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just, because
Although it felt like raining on the way back because it was a little bit of spray in the water, too. I was noticing.
Yeah, because it was slapping us.
Yeah, we were trying to swim back against the wind now, and we're going and we're noticing there's waves down there. I mean, there are maybe 1 foot, but it's enough that, you know, you look up your, you raise your head to go breathe and you're in a wave and you're drinking some water.
And so also I remembered from Pensacola that if you make your arms big enough,
you can go over them, it, right?
I don't know. Pushes the water. I just had it in my
head. You push yourself above the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember that. So I started practicing that and that was helping.
Yeah, that's a little, that's a more effort. So you will get tired doing that.
Well, I was doing it slow.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And you kept
going.
And I was trying to keep you on my left side.
But you were getting in my way.
And so I kept swimming back and forth, breathing out both sides so I could watch you either way, whichever way you went. So I just tried to stay away from you, but then we had some seaweed or seagrass,
mm-hmm.
and we had to move more into the...
At least it wasn't gross or anything.
No. And then at one point, when we were almost all the way up the thing, you were like, I can stand. I said, we need to move out of here because there's a lot of the seagrass. And then you're like, what? And then you sat up to rest and you were standing.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And I stood up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. Well, let's get out of here. And then we went and swam to the tiki. There was a big tiki thing in the middle of the water. Well, at the edge of the water. And we went, I call it a tin
just
can.
Just like a, I know, I didn't know it.
All the way from the one end of the lake, I was like, we're swimming to that tin can out there.
Can.
Looked like a big old blow up tin can.
It was a big yellow thing.
Yeah, so we swam all the way across there. Then we made a left-hand turn and swam to where the, that coach, I think he was training two other triathletes. Because one was definitely, I think, brand new. And then we swam by and some kids asked to get the football forest that was out in the lake. So I went and did that. You kept swimming. By now the waves had died down.
Yeah, I wanted to finish my 2000.
And you didn't stress out as much anymore.
No.
You were pretty much just swimming. So I thought that was okay for me to go do that. And then after I gave them the football, I tried to catch you and then I made myself panic. Because then I was swimming too hard, too fast.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, good. Now I get to practice coming out of this. Okay, just breathe, relax.
Gosh, I'm so thankful we did that today.
Yeah. Well, and then we did a smaller loop after that.
Yeah. And that was a little easier.
Yeah, that was easier.
So and you it's keep, just you... training your brain to make it okay. So by the time it's the race, I'm going to be awesome.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine.
My brain is going to be fine where I can handle it. And then there's going to be seeing other people sitting up.
Yeah.
Dog paddling.
Yeah, because what you did today, they're going to be doing, because that's probably the first time they put on their wetsuit. And if they did practice, they probably practiced in a pool.
Yeah.
And the water's going to be cold. Yeah. Well, what did you say? The water's only going to get warmer.
Yeah, it is. So next week when we go.
So we are going to go again next week, huh?
Yes, I want to, please.
Okay.
Just to rehash it in my brain.
Okay. Maybe it won't be so windy.
Yeah, but
that's good.
I'm kind of glad it was windy.
Yeah, because you got to have a different kind of scenario and you were able to deal with it. So you had cold and wind.
Like, I can do that. So I can do the race like that.
Yep.
I might be sitting up a couple times during the race,
mm-hmm.
you know, hashing it out of my brain. I can do this. Stop. Relax. I'm going to go again.
mm-hmm. But even you swam a little bit over the 2000 and you still made the swim cutoff, even with all the stops. And then your moving time, you were in the low 50s. So you're fine. Just keep going. And then we got out of the water.
I mean, we did have a triathlon we were in that was bigger swells with our wetsuits. But
the one where I went off course.
But it wasn't this, it didn't, I don't remember it being
wasn't
this
wetsuits.
Cold.
No, it was cold and we didn't have wetsuits. It was the one I went off course.
Oh, Oh, so it wasn't, maybe at that's tech, why at, I didn't freak out as much.
At League City or?
Texas City.
Texas City.
And that's probably why I didn't freak out as much, because I didn't have the constriction of the wetsuit.
Yeah. Yeah. That water was cold. Everyone's like, there's no way this is 70 degrees or whatever he said it was. 72.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cold. Did you feel the different cold spots in the water, though? That was interesting.
Yeah, I wonder why.
It was just where the shade was.
I guess.
And where the, yeah. But it was weird. It was cold by the shore and not in the middle of the lake.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be colder in the middle of the lake.
Maybe more in the middle of the lake where we were, where people peed.
Ooh, this is warm water. It's just, maybe that's where all the fish go to pee.
In the middle. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's
because people can fish there.
It's the pee and fish place.
Yeah. Did you see people were watching us swimming around the lake?
They were.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a guy on the RV side. He was just sitting there watching us swim by.
Probably wondering, oh, do I need to rescue them?
Yeah. Over by, they have like a rope swing or a swing that you can go on. And
yeah, I saw that.
Jump in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was over by there.
Oh.
He was just sitting there watching us. And then the other people, the dogs watching. But I mean, there was kids all over swimming.
I know. Well, they weren't out swimming.
No. But they weren't wearing wetsuits.
No.
Yeah.
I wonder what they were thinking. Those people. Are they going to be okay?
Just like those people when we were in Pensacola and it was like 40 degrees and we're swimming.
They were on the beach just relaxing.
And they're like, look at those crazy people. Hey, Martha, look at them crazy people out there swimming in the cold water.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we got planned for tomorrow? You're going to run.
I'm going to do a long run.
Long run.
I was thinking about 12 if I could make it.
12's too much.
It's too much.
Yes, 12's too much. Are you going to do a little tiny bike ride in the morning, though? On the Zwift?
In the morning?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, just 30 minutes. Just okay. To loosen it up. Be ready.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when was the last time you rode the bike? Tuesday? Monday? Tuesday? Tuesday. Wednesday. Did you even ride the bike this week?
No.
Oh, you did a Thursday morning. Yeah. That's right. We changed your schedule all around.
I was tired. It was a stressful week.
Because you had a dental event.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
You woke up. This will be a public service announcement. If you wake up dizzy, it's probably you have an infection in your brain from your teeth.
Your teeth. Yeah. It's not always like your blood sugar. It could be like infection in your teeth.
And how did you know it was your teeth?
I could feel pressure if you sit and hold still.
But what did you do when you looked in the mirror?
Oh, I looked and yeah, my teeth were swollen.
Your gums were swollen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what happened last time.
And I could feel a little bit of pressure in my head.
Which is what you did last time.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Caitlin doesn't take care of her teeth.
No. That's really the only big problem I have. Teeth.
Says you.
No diabetes, no hypertension, no cholesterol, nothing.
Okay. And you're... calcium score, heart scan, whatever.
Zip.
Zero.
Yeah. I got good genes.
Yeah? I need to go buy some at the store.
I can give you some of mine.
I don't think so. I wouldn't wear your jeans. Okay. Well, this is going to be a short episode since we really didn't. Did we do anything else this week?
It was a busy week at work.
Mm-hmm.
Busy week at the dentist.
Yeah.
Still trying to get over my cold and my drainage cough.
Is that allergies?
I think it has to do with the teeth, too.
Okay.
Which they explain.
Well, at least your
I'm getting better.
Your muscles are fine. Your tendons are fine. Your ligaments are fine.
Yeah, no more injury.
Yep.
Yeah.
So don't push it tomorrow. So it's only got 3 more weeks.
Yes.
3 more weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 2 more weeks of working out and then taper.
Sweet.
How do you want to do your taper?
I don't know.
You want to do active taper? Or you want to sit on the sofa and watch Lifetime movies all
week? It just depends. I guess I'll just tell you how I'm feeling.
Okay. You probably
end up... have menopause problems.
So you'll probably do an active taper. One of each event, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to get it going. No massages this year?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I still have to take your bike in, so I guess I'll take your bike in on Monday to get a tune-up, make sure everything's working.
Yeah.
Then we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm. So then I have 2 more weeks of workouts.
How sad.
After this triathlon, we're going to keep going.
Well, I have to keep going because I have mine a month later.
And then after yours, we got to keep going so we could lose weight and be strong and help our crews.
And then we can relax.
We can relax.
At that point.
November.
That's a long time from now.
Yeah.
But it's already middle of March. March 15th today.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah. It's went by fast.
And daylight savings didn't really phase us this year.
No.
Because we were already waking up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a big deal. And you're still trying to be a morning workout person?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Oh, yeah. Did I tell the podcast people?
About what?
That I'm trying to work out in the morning?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. I still like working out in the morning. Getting it over with.
Yeah.
And then I can sleep at night.
Mm-hmm. But did we go swim Friday in the morning?
No.
Oh, we didn't.
I was tired.
Wow, we did.
No, it's...
I did really great.
Between stress, work, whatever, and the dentist, it was...
Oh, that's right, the dentist. The dentist threw everything off.
Yeah.
So when you're training, things happen.
Life.
And you
My
can't...
gosh.
And it actually will...
Sickness, illness.
Yes, it will actually hurt you more if you try to push through it and do stuff while you have other things going on.
What else
on.
Can happen? Work stress?
Yeah.
I
mean, if you have a really...
Get in a fight with your husband or wife, that can throw you off.
Yeah.
Get in a fight with a friend, your roommate, that can throw you off.
Any kind of emotional event can make your cortisol levels spike up and then you're...
The smallest little thing.
Then you'll be inflamed.
But a lot of people also say the other way. They're like, you just fight through it, push through it.
Yeah, I don't believe in that.
But
that's how you get sick.
It's hard to push through it.
Especially when you're old like you are.
On menopause now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taking hormones.
I just dissed you. And,
no, it's all share. It's a way of life. Trying to deal with menopause and... I'm taking hormones now.
It's making things better, though.
Yeah. It's my skin's clearing up.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more hot flashes.
That's good. So we don't have to, keep the temperature 50 degrees in the apartment.
I'm not pushing you away.
Yeah.
So, but I'm adjusting. So, I still work out. I push my way through it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else? Your dog can die, stress, anything.
Moving, car wrecks.
New job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Learning stuff. So just, there's a bunch of different things. So you have to see, because the way I look at it is your body experienced stress, but it doesn't know what kind of stress it is to it. It's just stress.
It just feels your heart rate high.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels your heavier breathing.
So you just need
tightening of your body, right?
Right. That's where coping skills come in, where you can learn to breathe through it or take a few minutes, away and come back to
Before work, John laughed at me. I was stressed, and I decided to sweep and mop in the morning, and it helped me feel better.
How was your workout for that?
Yeah, I didn't work out that day, but it was nice.
Yeah, so having coping skills definitely is something that is for each individual into how to deal with those kind of stresses. Where, yeah, working out can help deal with certain kind of stresses, but not always. So you have to know how you can handle different things.
Like when I'm stressed and I have enough energy, like running can definitely helps my stress.
Right. But if you had so much stress that you were so low in your energy levels.
So tired, yeah. Then that's not good either.
That's just an injury waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any ideas what we're going to call this podcast?
The Great Outdoors.
We're looking at the Twin Lakes website.
Explore the Great Outdoors.
That's what they have on there.
Coping the Great Outdoors.
The death of the mammoth.
Oh, that's good. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, what is that funeral dirge sound? I'll have to find that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't know if you noticed the last podcast, it took out our sound effects. The AI took it out. I guess it didn't think it was normal.
What side effects?
Sound effects. Sound effects. Oh. Like the beeps and then me doing the flat sound.
Oh.
Yeah. When I got a flat. So.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. So I might have to, if I add sounds, I'll do it after the AI. So. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, this is the big 30.
Yeah.
Now we're over the hill.
Ooh, yay.
Now we're going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Yes. You got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Our Sunday 11-mile
run.
Okay. Yes. And a little bike.
Yeah.
Before.
Going to church.
Yep.
Come back, eat something.
And go.
And go.
All right.
And then take a nap.
Take it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Take a nap. Mm-hmm. That's what people over 30 do. Okay.
Okay.
So that's it. So stay addicted.
And try.